You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Patricia Clark is a poet in residence and a professor in the Department of Writing at Grand Valley State University. Her latest collection of poems is titled The Canopy. Writer John Freeman brings us this review.
Patricia Clark is a poet of great empathy. Her latest collection, The Canopy, is a cathartic reading experience. While much of this book is about loss, the dead that Clark recalls in Elegy are never remote. One gets the sense that The Canopy was written at a difficult time for this author, right on the heels of the loss of her mother. But Clark's ability to recognize beauty in everyday experience encourages us to find worth in life's transcendent moments, even as mortality presents as an immutable fact. I demand an end to this cataloging, this dreaded leave-taking, she writes in Artisan. Instead, I make this room my country of astringent light, trying to craft out of cold air an enlightening brew, aiming to create with lamenting words deep sorrow, an invigorating, heel-kicking tune. Sorrow is there, but an artisan like Clark can transform that sorrow into useful, beautiful art. Poetry, Clark argues, though it can't exactly save us, can at least imbue our lives with meaning. She writes, I make this room a country of flowers. Winter demands it, broken trees, frozen ground speaking of the grave, a terrible diction I refuse to learn. Creativity, we learn in this poem, is a defiance of death. Clark is a deft wordsmith, and much of her poetry's success comes from her ability to see and transcribe with precision. Take these lines from Fig, Strawberry. You'll learn about the fig wasp, needed for pollination, from its sting, its burrowing into the crown, then the crawl along the inflorescence, till it pollinates some of the female flowers, lays eggs, dies. This book abounds with such detail that is somehow both poetic and scientifically rigorous. The title poem, The Canopy, haunts us with its gorgeous yet plaintive symbolism. They call wildflowers that come back spring ephemerals. Their time of bloom in sequence before the canopy closes, dark, impenetrable, she writes. Like these wildflowers, we are ephemerals. And a powerful salve to our fragile mortality, Patricia Clark suggests, is to pay close attention to the moments we are given and make them bloom.
John Freeman publishes poetry under the name Cal Freeman. He's author of the books Brother of Leaving and Fight Songs. Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.